that sounds like Lainey Wilson's back at WLKKG Shannon Show. Night Owl Country Band is here. Where's Matt Lee?
Probably at work.
What's he do?
He works out at Christopher Stephen Corporation out by Toyota. So he's been working a lot lately. We're the B team.
All right. Can y'all go down there? Because I need to talk about this. And, you know, he's got... You got well. That's nice that you guys came up and did this.
Yeah, yeah. We're always happy to do whatever weird thing Matt has for us next. That's how today we're promoting the award show. That's how it started 3 years ago, right? Is he said I have an idea, and mm-hmm. we said, oh no,
no, that's enough for your ideas, Matt.
Yeah.
All right, so you're Casey. Mm-hmm. You're the when and where guy.
Yeah, I'm the drummer for Night Owl Country Band, and I'm also the one who typically has the pre-prepared remarks.
So you're the drummer.
Yeah.
Do you practice at home a lot, make a lot of noise?
Well, I don't make a lot of noise, but I do practice at home.
How do you not make a lot of noise if you're the drummer?
Well, I've got an electronic kit that I practice on at home.
But people still hear it, though, don't they?
It's not nearly as bad as the alternative, I'll tell you that
much. Like the real drums, huh?
Yeah, it essentially just sounds like you're hitting a table.
Yeah. So nobody really gets mad at you for doing that?
No. Well, I grew up in a very musical family. Actually, both of us did. So I got my first drum set Christmas 2003 when I was like 6 years old. And it was an actual drum set, and it was just in the spare bedroom. So my family's always been used to a lot of noise around the house.
And you started playing it as a little boy, huh?
Yeah, yeah. My grandpa was in country bands all throughout Columbus and whatnot my entire childhood, and so I always watched his drummer, and I always wanted to do that. So I sat down at the drums and just started playing a beat, and they were like, oh my god, we've got to get him lessons.
And someday he's going to be in the Night Owl Country Band.
yeah. Well, we always thought I would be in one of my grandpa's bands, but mm-hmm. he passed away before I got the chance, unfortunately. Yeah. But I've got his guitar,
okay.
And our guitar player, Tim, plays his guitar a lot at shows, so it's kind of like being on stage with my grandpa.
Yeah, kind of the legend lives on.
Yeah.
So what's going on with you guys?
Well, November 22nd and 23rd, Columbus Country Music Weekend, with, of course, the linchpin of that being the Who's Who Independent Country Music Awards. This is the third year that we've done this. We're so excited about it. 7 p.m. on the 22nd, on that Friday there, mm-hmm. we've got a pre-concert that's also at the Commons. And then the next day, the red carpet starts at 3 with a meet and greet with mm-hmm. John Heater, who's most famously Napoleon Dynamite. He's going to
Napoleon
be there.
Napoleon Dynamite's going to be there?
Yeah, yeah, and he's going to be there ready for a meet and greet, which is, of course...
Is he really going to be there? You took the chips, Kip.
Yeah.
Kip, you took the chips. Kip.
Yeah. Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, he's going to be there, and it's all included with the all-inclusive $50 ticket for the entire weekend. So, I mean, really, let's imagine that you're going to a Comic-Con, mm-hmm. right, and you want to meet him.
Yeah.
Between the ticket and the meet and greet, you're already going to spend more than $50. So for a $50 inclusive ticket for the whole weekend,
that's a good deal. That's one of my favorite movies of all time.
Yeah.
Napoleon Dynamite.
And so the award show is right after that. I think we've got 4 performers, mm-hmm. which are all full bands on Friday night. And then I think there's 8 performers during the award show as well. So a lot of really good, extremely independent music. We've had people come in over the course of mm-hmm. the 3 years from Wales, Australia, all over the place, just right here to our little Columbus, Indiana.
Not Wales, Kentucky.
No, the real Wales.
All right, and you're not the only voice down here. So Brandon, you too?
Yeah.
What else could you say on top of that?
I have been a part of the award show since we started it, and let me tell you, every time I have attended and been a part of it, it has been a fantastic experience, mm-hmm. so I would definitely encourage mm-hmm. the public to come and join us this year and come see what the Who's Who Country Music Awards are all about.
Who's Who? Find out what it's all about. How do we find out more about this?
Who'swhoawards.org. You can also go to facebook.com/whoswhopod.
Who's Who? Give me the website again.
Who'swhoawards.org.
Who'swhoawards.org. Nothing on the Night Owl Country Band thing?
Typically, those two projects are a little bit separate. So we do some promoting on the Night Owl Country Band Facebook page, but we endeavor as much as we can to make this not about us. It really is. We started the podcast over 5 years ago now, mm-hmm. and it's because we wanted to promote independent music and do more for independent country music artists out there. So we, the first year, they were like, are you performing? And we're like, no. And they're like, why? And we're like, well, we just didn't want to make it about us, mm-hmm. you know? So we kind of try to keep those slightly separate, but you can get some information just about anywhere that you go that has to do with Night Owl.
So you don't have to have Matt Lee down here. You sound like you can talk yourself.
Hey, 4 years of broadcasting in Columbus East will do that for you.
Oh, thank you all for coming down. Good luck on your award show.
Yes, sir.
Thanks for having us.
All right, 824, phone rang blanks on the way.